Hello, this is the Right Wing Nut Job. Welcome back. We are going to continue our discussion of the fair tax. Last time we talked about what has happened in the taxation system in the United States. Today we're going to talk about the fair tax. We're going to explain it a little bit, but first there are a couple of things you must understand. There is the myth of corporate taxes. There seems to be a fascination among the left in this country about taxing corporations, part of the tax the rich philosophy. The problem is that no corporation actually pays taxes. There are many ways for them to get around the taxation, not the least of which is just passing those costs on to their consumers. Yes, these corporate taxes hurt us the most, the consumers and the average American. The worst thing about corporate taxes and other business taxes is that they hurt the small business the most, and they drive some of those small businesses out of business, and then they cause layoffs and lost employment. Another thing to understand about the current tax code is the cost of compliance. That includes the time and the money you spend on preparing your taxes, the advice of lawyers and accountants on how to avoid the paying of those taxes, and how to make sure that the individuals and the businesses are following all these rules and regulations on taxation. Billions of dollars spent every year by the IRS on their employees and their benefits, as well as other agency infrastructure. And then there is all these seminars and these educational forums. There's tax record keeping, tax audits, tax litigation, incredible expenses. And there are also the hidden costs in every product and service that you receive because of our tax system. Hidden withholding, hidden corporate taxes, hidden compliance costs. Every time you buy a loaf of bread, or a pound of coffee, or a car, or a house, a book, anything, you are paying inflated price because of all these hidden costs. It is well demonstrated that approximately 22% of the cost of all products in this country is due to these embedded taxes. In other words, if something cost you $100, the cost of that product, the actual cost of that product, including any profit, would be $78. The other $22 is because of taxes. One last point to consider before looking at the actual fair tax. The current tax structure is in large part responsible for American businesses fleeing overseas. Most countries have what is called an export-friendly tax structure. For example, if Mercedes builds a car in Germany, it has to pay a large VAT, that's a value-added tax, on that car. But when it exports that car to the United States, the German government refunds that VAT tax. It then competes with Cadillac or something similar in the United States. But General Motors has had to pay all these embedded taxes all the way through the making of that Cadillac, thus inflating the cost of that car. The only way for them to compete is to move their manufacturing overseas, taking advantage of the foreign tax structure. Then export that car back to the United States for sale. They have then the advantage of being able to compete in price. But who loses from this? The American workers. But with a fair tax, those problems are avoided and the American businesses no longer have those incentives to move their business overseas. So, now we get to the meat of the fair tax. How does this work? How could we set up a tax structure that would be better than this absolute mess that we have now? Well, the first thing that the fair tax does is it repeals the individual income tax, the alternative minimum tax, corporate and business income taxes, capital gains taxes, social security taxes, Medicare taxes, self-employment taxes, estate taxes, and gift taxes. And then all of these taxes will be replaced by a single rate personal consumption tax, a simple sales tax, that's right, on all new goods and services. Very simple, huh? Yes, makes lots of sense. The fair tax itself is revenue neutral. And what do we mean by that? We mean that it's designed so that the federal government and all the programs within it, including Social Security, Medicare, they will receive exactly what they are receiving now. Nothing will change there. This is not a system designed to cut taxes or change the way money is spent. That is entirely up to Congress. This is revenue neutral. It gets the money that the current system would get otherwise. The way this would work is that the federal government would contract with the states to administer the program. The tax is applied against all goods and services. Everyone pays the tax. Individuals, even the government, everybody pays this tax. Equal. Understandable? Huh? Simple? Yes? No? Now, this system protects these poor people and the working poor by setting up what is called a prebate. That is an advance rebate to cover the taxes for the basic necessities of life. You get this every month to reimburse every American for the sales tax that the family would pay on all the spending up to the poverty level plus a little bit more. The result is that most low-income people and many of the middle-income people will be entirely exempt from paying the sales tax on most of their spending. Pretty good, huh? Yes. That is something that is very important to remember, because now in the current system, the poor people, they don't pay any taxes. There are ways for them to get money back from the government that they never even spent in the first place. However, with this new system, they will not pay taxes anyway because they will get the prebate. That makes a lot of sense, doesn't it? Yes. Yeah. This plan goes a great ways to end the loss of tax revenue from the underground, from the shadow economy, and the offshore financial centers. Look at all those people who are paid in cash, for example. That's avoiding taxes. Well, those people still have to spend, don't they? Huh? Yes, they have to go buy things. Well, when they spend, they will pay the taxes, so they will no longer avoid those taxes. The offshore financial centers, OFCs, they are set up by corporations, by individuals, mainly to avoid taxes. And two, they are done legally. Yes, everything is legal, but they are a way for them to avoid taxes in the United States. A company may set up its own OFC bank to deal with its administrative costs, such as accounting, administration, investments, currency trades. They are set up for managing investment funds by insurance companies for reinsurance, such as reinsuring catastrophic risks by wealthy individuals to protect their assets and their tax planning. It is estimated by the IRS that at least 2 million Americans are using such accounts. American businesses, they relocate their headquarters overseas. But a fair tax, this would fix most of this by eliminating all tax on capital and labor. And we would then become the world's tax haven. No longer are we sending all these people and businesses overseas to avoid taxes, because our country would then be the best place to have your company. Wouldn't that be good? American dollars would come back home. Trillions of dollars from other foreign countries would then flow into the United States. This would be a huge, huge boon to our economy and a major benefit for our working people. I hope this explanation of the fair tax has been helpful. It has been very quick and simple, an introduction to the plan, but I want to highly, highly recommend that you read the Fair Tax book. It is by Neil Bortz, B-O-O-R-T-Z, and John Linder. They went into much, much, much more detail on these principles than I have in this short program here, and it is really worth reading this book. You can buy it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or Borders Books or any place. The Fair Tax book, it is called. Now, next time, we will talk about the opposition to the fair tax, why they are opposing it, and we will address some of the questions raised. Now, I once again want to ask you to please visit the website of the Right Wing Nut Job. That is rightwingnutjob.podomatic.com. Yes, it is very important that you visit that page. If you could do it daily, that would be helpful, because that would get me more exposure and get more people to hear this important news. We will soon be addressing some of the other issues. Once we finish with this tax issue, we will then talk about immigration. Yes, that is very important and causing so many problems right now. That is coming soon. We're going to address the immigration question. But please do visit rightwingnutjob.podomatic.com and feel free to leave comments or send me email. I appreciate that. Okay, I will see you next time on the Right Wing Nut Job. This is the Right Wing Nutty Nutty Nut Job.